Michael Harris, live.
Peace came to Parliament Hill today in the form of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. They spent almost an hour with Prime Minister Trudeau in his House of Commons office. It was the first time the couple had met with the head of government since beginning their crusade for peace. Peter Lux has details.
The Lennons came to the meeting dressed in their black robes. They prefer either plain black or plain white, says John, and black's warmer in winter. The meeting was arranged at the request of the Lennons. Aides in Mr. Trudeau's office said they'd probably have 5 or 10 minutes with the Prime Minister, but that stretched out to 50 minutes. According to Mr. and Mrs. Lennon, they had a very pleasant talk. It was just a beautiful meeting.
Right now, we're just overwhelmed meeting Mr. Trudeau because he's really such a beautiful person, more beautiful than we expected.
What took so long in there?
I don't know. How long was it?
It was an agreeable conversation, that's why.
Could you tell us some of the specific things that you talked about? Can you?
We can't be too specific because we talked in generalizations.
Are your views somewhat similar?
We all have views of. We want hope for the future, and in that respect, our views are similar.
Can you achieve anything by talking generalizations?
Well, let me say that we achieve something by communication, and talk, even old-fashioned as it is as a communication method, it is still the method we use, and talk is the basic start to any communication.
And also, we got great incentive by just meeting him and seeing that there are such people like him in the establishment.
We've never met any political leaders before. This is the first one. And let me say that if all politicians were like Mr. Trudeau, there would be world peace.
Welcome back, everybody. That clip was from a CBC newscast in 1969, and the meeting that was referred to by both John Lennon and Yoko Ono was attended by a man who was executive assistant, I believe, to Pierre Elliott Trudeau at the time, now happily retired in beautiful British Columbia. I'd like to welcome Tim Porteous to the program. Tim, welcome to Ottawa, vicariously at least.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Let me ask you this question. You heard the news item. It must have stirred memories that are probably without parallel in your career. You met a lot of people with the connection through Trudeau, but not many people have stood in the same room and listened to a conversation between Pierre Elliott Trudeau and John Lennon. First of all, what were your impressions of this couple when they walked in? I'm assuming it was the Langevin Bloc. Walked into the room.
No, it was actually the Parliament.
So it was actually
Parliament office.
What was your impression as they walked into that office for their meeting with Pierre Trudeau?
Well, they were obviously looking forward to it. They were very open and friendly. There was, I think, a pretty immediate rapport between Trudeau and the Lennons. Or I'm not sure how you refer to them as a couple, but
yeah,
John and Yoko, let's say.
Yeah, sounds good
both,
to me.
There was a situation where both stood to benefit from being in touch with each other. I'm sure that John and Yoko felt that their crusade for peace would be reinforced if they had access to heads of government. And for Pierre Trudeau, as a politician running for election every now and then to keep his job, it's always helpful to be seen in company of people who have popular support, like John Lennon.
Did the PM like the Beatles?
Did
he like their music? Was he a fan?
I'm sure he did. I can't say we ever had any very specific discussion about the Beatles. Certainly he knew all about them, and he knew about John's activities as a lyricist and musician. Trudeau was a guy who was always interested in artistically creative people.
Yes.
Over a wide range, and he was very fond of music of all sorts, ranging from the classical right to the most popular, and he certainly would have been familiar with John Lennon's work.
Now that meeting, it was supposed to last 15 minutes. It went beyond that. 15 minutes for talk, 15 minutes for photo ops, I should say, but it did go beyond the half an hour, didn't it?
Well beyond, yes. Trudeau, as Prime Minister, was in a position to make the meeting last just as long or as short as he felt like it.
Yeah.
But as I said, he was a person who enjoyed the company of creative people. And as it happened, this meeting, which was on December the 21st, it was in Christmas week. It was a period of time, fortunately, when the Prime Minister's schedule is less pressing than it often is at other times of the year when Parliament is sitting, for example, and when the Cabinet is meeting regularly. And so this is a sort of a more relaxed time of year for a Prime Minister. And so he was prepared to take advantage of the fact that he was enjoying the meeting. It was quite obvious everybody was enjoying the meeting, and allowing it to run on for a considerable more period of time than it had been planned.
Can you recall if either side traded mementos to mark the occasion?
I don't remember that happening.
Okay, let's ask a question then about the conversation. I know you can't remember specifics, but Lennon was on his peace campaign at the time. He wanted world leaders to mellow out and give peace a chance. How was that message received by the Prime Minister?
Well, very sympathetically, and some years later, Trudeau himself launched his own initiative with a very similar objective. He went around to see the heads of various governments, and including Ronald Reagan, incidentally. He had a very productive meeting with Ronald Reagan to persuade these people that the Cold War really was irrational and that they needed to get themselves together and discuss ways of ending it on a rational, human level. That, I think it's fair to say that that's the kind of thing that John Lennon probably also had in mind, although, he wasn't absolutely focused. He wasn't a sort of an experienced international statesman, shall we say. And so his ideas were probably expressed rather generally.
Now, you were there listening. You had an official capacity, but you were also there as a Canadian, a person who looks at a wide spectrum of things in this world, including musical things and cultural things. There's one of the world's great musical icons in front of you. What personal memory do you carry away in kind of being the fly on the wall?
I hope I was more than the fly on the wall. I actually have very pleasant memories of it. John Lennon was an extremely charming, entertaining fellow. One of the things that I really enjoyed listening to, which you can hear in that CBC recording, is his particular version of the English language. And, of course, England is a hodgepodge of different types of accent.
Yes. Regional dialects.
Regional dialects, exactly. And John had a very distinctive accent which relates to Liverpool, where, of course, he was born and brought up. And it was a pleasure to hear his use of the English language with this particular inflection. But he was also he was a raconteur. He was a person who could tell an amusing story and in a way that made it most effective. He was a very energetic. He definitely wanted to get Trudeau, to persuade Trudeau that it was necessary to spend a certain amount of energy and time working on this piece.
I should tell our audience that Tim and I chatted earlier in the day when we were hunting for this elusive piece of human history. And Tim, one of the things that we talked about was the fact that Bono is trying to merge the musical agenda with a political agenda, and you had some ideas about the differences between John Lennon as a political activist and Bono.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting comparison, because in both cases, of course, you have people who have achieved prominence through their musical activities and turning to international problems and trying to use their celebrity, their artistic celebrity, to get in contact with political people. There was a fair identity between the two situations. I would say the difference is that Bono appears to be more focused. He has some very specific goals, getting rid of the debt of the third world countries, increasing the amount of aid of foreign aid that comes from the wealthy countries to the poorer countries. He focuses down on some really pretty specific things, and then he judges the heads of government as to whether they do in fact have an effect on those fairly specific things. I think John Lennon was at an earlier stage, shall we say, of activity, and he was much more general, much more, the attitude. We've got to adopt a different attitude. We've got to. We can't be thinking always of the other ones about to launch atomic bombs at us.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. He wouldn't have ever said to Trudeau, "I think you should go to Moscow and speak to you know, the head of the Russian government or anything.
Or he wouldn't put up Pierre Trudeau's private number at a concert, would he?
No, no. And I'm sure he wouldn't have afterwards, no matter what Trudeau did or didn't do, although I think he was probably very happy with what Trudeau did, but I don't think he would have come out and publicly criticized him the way Bono does, because Bono is, of course, trying to achieve his own objectives, and he obviously thinks that's a way to go about it.
Well, Tim, I'll tell you what, it was very nice of you to take time to talk to us about this extraordinary vignette out of your own life. I enjoyed talking to you, and I hope we can talk sometime in the future.
Well, it was great. I really enjoyed the memory, and I enjoyed hearing that clip from the CBC, which just brings up all kinds of wonderful reminiscences.
Well, I'm sure you're going to go back to your music system, as I am to mine at some point today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Bye, Tim.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here. We'll be right back with more John Lennon memories. Don't go away.